Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Harris. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Ferguson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alex Ferguson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ferdy Schupp. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ferdy Schupp. And now, play ball. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. Pratt moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schupp fields it and throws to first for the out. Pratt moves to third. Dugan moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferguson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still takes first base on ball four. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts towards the mound. Ferguson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Ma still moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Harris throws the ball into Pratt, who tags Schalk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ma still scores. Falk scores. Shealy goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moss Dill. Harris reaches second base with a double. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-1 in the game. Minoski hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Shupp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-1 in the game. Mulligan is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferguson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferguson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferguson moves to second. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Shupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to third. Burns moves to second. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rule takes first base on ball 4. Collins scores. Burns moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Alex Ferguson. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Smith reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. O'Rourke scores. Rule goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Harris bunts towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Carr now pitching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Mulligan scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Rourke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Pratt covering, for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Schalke moves to third. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan bunts towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalke scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rule. The throw from Schalke and he is safe. Rule steals second. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr strikes out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Rule moves to third. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely has Rule trapped. There's the throw to Schalke and over to Mulligan, who tags Rule for the out. Minoski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still bunts towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Ray Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schalke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.